Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Both President Biden and former President Trump have been investigated for their respective handling of classified documents after leaving office. Biden is facing no charges, but has been labeled elderly and forgetful by a special counsel. NPR's Domenico Montanaro notes that the outcome has been more serious for Trump, including multiple felony charges, but asks, did it have to turn out that way?
You have Democrats who are willing to also talk about this as a potential problem for Biden, because you have Democrats, too, who are saying that they think his age is an issue. When it comes to what Trump did versus what Biden did, though, as even the special counsel Robert Hur said, after being given multiple chances to return classified documents and avoid prosecution, Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite, which is unlike what Biden did. Bottom line here is Trump probably wouldn't have been charged either had he just given the stuff back.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow is open to negotiations that could see the release of jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz. Putin's comments came amid a lengthy interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. NPR's Charles Maines has details.
Tucker Carlson's two-hour interview with Putin saw the Russian leader make familiar false justifications for his invasion of Ukraine, yet it also provided Putin's most extensive comments to date on the arrest of Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich. When asked by Carlson if he would free Gershkovich as a gesture of his decency, Putin demurred, noting negotiations with the U.S. were ongoing. He then suggested Moscow could be open to a trade that included a suspected Russian government assassin currently serving a life sentence for murder in Germany. Putin also insisted Gershkovich had been caught red-handed gathering intelligence for the U.S. Secret Services. Gershkovich, the Journal, and the U.S. government all vehemently reject that charge. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Spirit Airlines today gave its most energetic comments yet in its fight with the government over a proposed $3.8 billion merger with JetBlue. Tom Hudson reports from member station WLRN in Miami.
Spirit CEO Ted Christie had been reserved in his comments since a federal judge last month ruled the carrier's buyout by JetBlue would be anti-competitive and hurt air travelers. But during the South Florida-based company's quarterly conference call with investors Thursday, Christie unleashed.
It's beyond absurd for the government to claim a victory for the American consumer. In fact, it's ridiculous.
Spirit and JetBlue are appealing the ruling blocking their merger, which would create the fifth largest carrier. Yet it would be considerably smaller than the fourth largest carrier.
The government continues to do nothing to address the anti-competitive structure of our industry.
Christie called worries that without the buyout, Spirit may be headed toward bankruptcy misguided. For NPR News, I'm Tom Hudson in Miami.
The S&P 500 today gained 28 points to close at 5,026. This is NPR News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ordering that plans be drawn up for the evacuation of Rafah in the southernmost part of Gaza as a new offensive against Hamas is readied. An estimated 1.5 million people are sheltering in Rafah. The UN warns an attack there would be catastrophic. UNICEF reports 300 days of conflict in Sudan has unleashed a wave of atrocities on children. At the same time, 4 million children displaced in Sudan reportedly are going hungry. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF spokesman James Elder describes the horrific toll of Sudan's conflict on the children. He says more than 700,000 children are likely to suffer from the most dangerous form of malnutrition this year. He warns tens of thousands are likely to die without urgent therapeutic treatment.
Third, there's been a fivefold increase in verified cases of killing, sexual violence, and recruitment from a year ago. That equates to a terrified number of children killed, raped, or recruited. And these numbers are, of course, the tip of the iceberg.
Elder says the outlook for these children is bleak. He appeals to donor countries not to ignore their plight and to provide them with needed support. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
National Weather Service is forecasting heavy snow will develop in the Great Plains, including parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Record high temperatures are forecast for parts of the Midwest and East Coast, from Washington, D.C. to Boston. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.